a lullaby for me, hitting such a chord in a way. I just think it's really uplifting. I think it provides a kind of like a beacon of light. You hear that song, you just kind of, you know, think everything's going to be all right. Did you have anything or anyone in mind when you wrote that song?
I think we've all been in that headspace where you just have this overwhelming sense of hopelessness. You think, no one else has ever gone through what I'm going through right now. But everybody has, no matter what it is. The loss of a family member, breakup in a relationship, you know, being diagnosed with a disease. There's always someone else out there that's gone through what you're going through. And there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always somebody out there to talk to, and there's always somebody that's willing to listen, you know. So it definitely is supposed to be that ray of light. Hope, you know, is really the theme of it, just to try to light up the darkness.
Standout track from the new record, Here and Now. What can you tell me about the work you're doing with Avril Lavigne? I saw some photos on Facebook that kind of made me all fluttery. Did she reach out to you?
I met her manager when I was in Cabo for New Year's. He got in touch with my manager and suggested that her and I get together and do some writing. And we've probably done 2 or 3 different writing sessions now. And I mean, it's just amazing every single time we get in the studio together. She's got an amazing voice. We've probably done 8 songs now. And there's another week scheduled here coming up in about 4 or 5 days.
That's great. That's exciting to look forward to. Also to look forward to, we should mention you and the guys, Nickelback, will be in town here in Atlantic City on July 13th. Revel. I can't wait for you to see Ovation Hall. You're just absolutely going to love it.
Can't wait to play it. Brand new building. It was very, very cool for them to reach out to us and invite us to come and play. And can't wait to show up and rock the house. It stops being a show about 3 or 4 songs in, and it starts just being a party. And that's the one comment that, you know, seems to just sort of resonate, is people show up and they get the big oohs and ahs sort of right off the bat, but then they sort of realize as they're looking around, they're like, wow, there's just a lot of people that showed up to have a good time, and everyone's got a smile on their face, and everybody just wants to have fun and sing along all night long. And it's really important to us to make sure that everybody leaves with a smile on their face. With everything that's going on in the world and just so much uncertainty, and we're supposed to just be that distraction, you know, nothing more than that. We just show up, we sing some rock and roll songs, and we try to make sure that people aren't thinking about any other problems that are going on in the world or in their lives. You know, they just get that few hours to just shut everything down and just have a great time and blow off some steam.
Get your hair blown back by lots of pyro.
Exactly.
Chad, thank you so much for calling in to Sojo today. We can't wait to see you again July 13th at Revel Resorts in Atlantic City. Log on to revelresorts.com and nickelback.com for show information. You're going to be meeting some of our listeners that night. You cool with that?
Always. We love to shake hands. It's always nice to meet some fans every single time that we show up to play.
Chad, on a side note, really, I defy anyone to get into a room with you and your brother and Danny and Ryan for 5 minutes and say that you're anything but like some of the nicest guys I've ever met. I thought it was really,
thank you.
Really, really
That's
cool.
A very nice thing to say. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.